Well, Letitia is fond of fine words, but what we've seen over the last 3 years is that the action is very different. And indeed, this government has followed the same pathway as the previous Fianna Fáil government. What we're seeing today is just a rearranging of the chairs on the Titanic. This government is fully on course in terms of the austerity agenda. There was no major announcement that they were going to change direction. There's different faces that will be at the helms of the department. But unfortunately, I believe for people out there who are under serious pressure in their communities as a result of the austerity measures of the past and the economic difficulties, I don't see any brave new dawn being heralded by the Taoiseach or the Taoiseach today.
Well, let's just focus on health, a big issue in our county. Your party colleague, perhaps even yourself, called for James Riley to be moved out of that post. Leo Varadkar is in. Do you think we'll see any improvements under his stewardship?
Well, see, Leo Varadkar was the minister in the previous cabinet, and as you know, the way that cabinets work, it has to be collective responsibility, so the cabinet has to approve every decision. So Leo Varadkar was part and parcel of agreeing to take $666 million out of the health budget last year, and we can see the impacts of that with discretionary medical care, but we can also see the impacts of it in our own hospitals, in our own mental health services, in our own community services in Donegal. And the reality is that this type of austerity agenda will be followed by this government, because that's the agenda that they have committed themselves to, not only for the next 2 years, but if they get re-elected beyond that.